The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Have you seen this thing, Todd? There's this. Would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or a man?
Your daughter.
Well, it's asking women, and then some are. It's asking your daughter. Yeah. This the whole thing, like witches.
I have seen it. Yes.
Yeah. So it is sparking a lot of interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let's, instead of deciding, what would you do if you were actually alone in a certain area of woods where you knew there was a bear?
Oh my God.
Because there is a bear loose in Scarborough right now.
So
yes, there
look
is.
Out, Todd.
So let's say you're just hanging out around Pine Point in the woods. Okay. And you know there's a bear out there. What would you do if you saw the bear?
I think you're supposed to yell.
What?
And make a lot of noise.
I think it depends on the bear. I never remember. Anyone listening actually encounter a bear in real life? And I'm not talking about like you saw it outside the house. Like you were maybe not face to face, like you've had physical contact with the bear. But like it was in a space that where you that could have gone wrong. Or maybe it did go wrong.
And they say you can't outrun a bear. Like, they're super fast.
Well, that's the thing that I was thinking about with this whole bear man question is, like, if, you know, in the woods, if there's a bear, first of all, I think for the most part, the bear isn't going to bother you.
And, like, what?
The bear doesn't want to bother you.
But what if you come up on it all of a sudden, like,
startle it?
Right.
Yeah, like, he, you know, or she may attack.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even attempt to outrun it. I already know.
And they climb trees, so you can't just climb a tree.
They
can? Oh,
what?
Sure, Kel.
Yeah. Oh, God. See, I think I would instantly duck behind a tree. That's my first instinct, is like be one with the tree.
Like find a big enough tree.
Like be still. I would even find a branch, just be like, whoop.
Right.
you'd make like a tree and get out of there?
Yeah. I'd make like a tree.
Isn't there like some
make like a tree and leave.
Make like a tree and leave. There it is. There
I
it
would
is.
Just
Thank
stand
you.
There.
But
be
you,
like,
wait, you, Todd literally just did what Biff did in Back to the Future.
I know. I tried to come up with it. I couldn't.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Get out of here. Right. I think that is what Biff said.
That's literally
you're
the
right.
line. Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right. Like.
That's funny.
Todd's Biff.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Trenton from Sanford.
What's your name?
Trenton from Sanford.
Trenton, okay. Trenton, so you've encountered a bear?
I did, I think, when I was like 9, I think.
Ooh.
What?
It was that we were out, me and my mom and I were outside taking out the trash, and there was a bear. This one was like weirdly friendly. He was just kind of looking for food, so we kind of just like threw like fruit and stuff that we had out there, and he was eating it.
So you walked outside to take the trash out, and there's a bear there.
And you fed it.
A weirdly friendly bear.
Wow.
Yeah, and you just threw some fruit at it.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd's going to go on TV.
Oh, huh. Todd,
go do your thing. Wow. Huh. Okay. And what did it do? Was it just alone?
Yeah, it was by itself. I don't know. I mean, I think it was still a baby. I don't know where the mother was.
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, that's when you got to be careful because that's the one thing they say. You don't mess with a mother bear.
No.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, even why?
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it was. I mean, I wouldn't say like, because I don't know how friendly it was, but it wasn't like, you know,
wasn't attacking you,
right?
Yeah.
It was
just looking for food. So we just, you know, we had. I think we. She went inside and got a you know, bowl or whatever we had, you know, left, and just kind of tossed it out there. And
you went back out.
She went back out and fed the bear.
And then they're just gonna come back again. No, absolutely. You're like Jay with the birds. No, and the beavers and everything. He feeds them, and they keep coming. No,
well,
Trenton.
Birds and beavers are a little different than bears.
We had a neighborhood cat that would kind of come around, and we would like feed it because we felt, you know, we felt bad, and then
yeah, but the cat can't take your head off.
Well, no, then it kept coming back.
Right, that's the danger of you know,
and then the bear.
Wow.
That's how the bear got there. It hurt.
I just love that. Trenton's mom was like,
be right back.
Yeah.
Honey,
you go inside. I'm going to go get the bear a meal. You know?
Exactly.
Wow. All right, Trenton. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye, Trenton.
Bye-bye.
Man.
Someone texted, black bears are known as the ghost of the woods, so they don't want to see you.
Well, I don't want to see them.
Oh, someone said, I think you should yell. I don't know if this person is
I don't want to hear, I think,
their,
ever.
I think you should yell. They're just afraid of you. Yeah.
That's what everyone says. How do we know?
Oh, here we go. Someone texted, I'm terrified of bears, so I have a good saying that I always use. If it's black, get back. If it's brown, get on the ground. Okay. And if it's white, you're dead, basically.
Okay, but if it's black, get back.
Because polar bears are supposedly.
Get back where? Like, what if I can't hide? Are you just like, you're done for. It's a black bear. There's nowhere for you to go. And do you walk slowly or do you walk fast? Like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, I think you don't want to.
That's why I don't hike.
Yeah. Someone texted, someone texted, my dad was a forester and came in between a mama bear and her two cubs.
Oh, jeez.
She charged him, and he had a tree marking gun, and he shot the bear in the face with the tree marking gun, which was just paint.
Yeah, yeah.
But it stopped her, and that was enough for him to turn and get away. And then walk miles back to his truck.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the
whole
time?
I would be terrified.
Yeah, the whole time you're thinking that bear's coming after me.
Yeah, it's just watching me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, that's nuts.
Well, you chose that crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, I guess when you're a forester, I'm surprised the guy didn't carry a gun.
Oh, right.
You know, if you're a forester out there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one occupation I never will be.
Forester?
A forest ranger.
Yeah.
You imagine?
Yeah.
Although I love Army Green, but no. I love that look. Like but no, absolutely not.
Yeah, well, that's like me saying I love camouflage, but I'm not going to be in the Army.
Yeah,
you know? I think you can love the pattern without loving the job, you know?
Okay, good. Phew.
yeah. You know, you can't wear forest green anymore, Kel. No. That's it. Unless you become a forester.
Sorry.